Certainly good to be in the house of God tonight. I tell you what, I'm like Brother Robert. Boy, I've been eating on that message all day from last night. I was at work today, and I tell you, I just got to share this. I've been bubbling over all evening. I was at work today, and Tina calls me with one bad news. She began to tell me, and then before she got off the phone, she gave me some more bad news. Satan began to talk to my heart to see there, see what God, what your God's doing. And I began to think, God began to speak to my heart. He said, you're saved and on your way to glory, ain't you? You don't have to worry about these old things that's taking place. And I began to shout right there at work. I tell you, it's good to know the Lord tonight. It's good to know that He has all these things in control. We might not see things clearly sometimes, but I'm glad He does all times. I'm glad. I know a sister, dear sister, you used to sing this song, things are different from the shepherd's point of view. I'm glad things are different from the shepherd's point of view. You know, I could have let Satan got me down. I could have moped around and began to drag around, but I just began to rejoice. And I had a young man, not boasting in myself, but I was in there at dinner time and I was telling him about the situation, about the things that had took place there earlier that day. He said, my lands, said, how are you standing? I said, I'm saved. I'm saved. I've been born again. That's the main thing today. Hey, if you're here and you're lost, I tell you what, the greatest thing that ever happened to you is when you meet the Lord. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved and on my way to heaven. I will be in Revelation chapter 3, starting in about verse 14. Before we get started tonight, I was doing some little bit of research on this. This Laodicean church, the people there was known for their wool. They made great profit by selling wool. And as they began to sell this wool, they began to realize, they began to get prideful of the gain that God had allowed them in that to have. That's what they forgot. They forgot it all came from the good Lord above. Yeah. Sometimes you and I are like that.
Right.
I know sometimes I'm like that. Sometimes when God begins to bless in my life, sometimes I get prideful and high-minded, thinking that I've went and done something. But God reminds me, it's only by His grace, it's only by His strength that we're able to do the things that we're able and that to do and have the things that we have. A lot of times we might get some new fancy automobile or a new home and some new clothes, and we think, well, I've worked hard for this. I did this. I made it. And I was able to buy these things. But you know who gave you the grace? Who gave you the strength and that to work that job? The good Lord above. It wasn't on our own merits. But this Laodicean, they begin to get proud of the clothing trade that they had. But Christ begins to tell them that they were spiritually naked. We'll find that here in a minute. And then He speaks of the shame of their nakedness, even their water supply, indication of their spiritual condition. They had to pop water in from, I think it was like 6 miles. They popped this water in and it came from the hot springs. And they would have to cool this water down to lukewarm. And God began to tell them that's where they were at. They were standing lukewarm. And the Bible said over there, we'll see here in a minute how He told them, said, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but since you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. It's not worded exactly like that, but I thought about, you know, you're not fooling God tonight. We can't fool God tonight. I'm glad, Brother Eddie. I'm glad He knows everything about me. I'm glad He's able in that to speak to me tonight, just as I'm speaking to you tonight. You know what, God can talk to you the same way if we'll just open our hearts. But we got to open our hearts. A lot of times, you know, we think about when we open our heart, we open our heart when we get saved in that to the Lord. But there's a lot of other times we need to open our hearts.
Many times.
A lot of other times we need to open our hearts. When God's speaking to us to do something, we need to open our heart and listen. When we get ready to do something for the Lord, we need to open our hearts that we'd receive proper direction, proper understanding from the Lord. Let's go ahead and start reading. I'm about to get excited here. Verse 14 says, And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write these things, saith the Amen. Boy, I'm glad how he worded that. The Amen. Faithful and true. That's the Greek word for Amen. Faithful and true. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee, praise the Lord, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, and thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve. They was known for that also. That thou mayest see, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be jealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door,
yeah,
I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. I'm glad that he's gave you and I some spiritual ears tonight. There was a time that my ears didn't hear the spiritual things. There was a time when we was lost and undone that we couldn't discern the scriptures. But the only way we're able to tonight is by the guidance of the Holy Ghost. I'm glad he moved in. I'm glad he came immediately. From the time I knelt down and began to cry out to the Father and asked him to forgive me of my sins and asked the Lord to save my wretched soul, I'm glad from that moment on the Holy Ghost moved in. You know what? I've walked away sometimes, but he's never left me. I'm glad even in my bad days, I'm glad he was still right there, Brother Gary. He never left me. He continued to tell me that I was in the wrong place. He continued to tell me I needed to get things fixed up with the Lord. Get back to the business for the Father. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost tonight. Hey, that's what fed my soul this week. He's beginning to speak to me. I want to take a look, though, here at verse 15. Says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. Again, I want to say, we ain't hiding nothing from God. There's been times I've been guilty of it. I've been guilty of it. I've come and sat down right on the front pew of a church, and I was as cold as a cucumber. What more I needed to be with the Lord. Oh, I could put on a good act. I knew the steps to take to act like I was all right. But you know what? On the inside, I was getting eat alive.
Yeah.
On the inside, the Holy Ghost was letting me know that I wasn't where I need to be. Hey, he knows about you tonight. He knows where you're at. We're not fooling him tonight. We can't change God's word. You know what it says? It says we are to keep his commandments. We are to love him. We're to keep his statutes. Hey, when we don't, then we're sinning against God. And he knows. He knows all about us tonight. Coldness. He said, I'd rather have you. I know thy works, and thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou that you would be cold or hot. And I thought about that coldness, not concerned at all. You ever been in that shape before? I've been there. And then the lukewarm. I know what God wants in my life. I've heard people say, well, I just don't know what God wants in my life. Oh, yeah, you should know
That's what God wants in your life.
You ought to know everything about God. If you're in the Word of God and studying the Word of God and asking God to give you guidance, give you leadership, you know exactly what God wants you to do. But there are those that seem like sometimes we get in a place that we just get lukewarm. We know what's right. We know how to perform him, but yet we allow the things of this old world to cumber us down, and we don't succeed in the work that God's got for you and I. He said he would spew us out of his mouth. Though that we were lukewarm, I'll spew you out. I don't want to lose the presence of the Lord in my life.
No.
I don't want, you know what? That don't mean he's going to throw you aside and forget about you. That just means his presence ain't going to be there when you call upon him when you need him. No fellowship with the Lord. Amen. I don't want him to spew me out tonight. I want to know when I go to him, I want to know that he hears my cry. He hears my petition that I cry unto him. He's faithful tonight. Since though then that you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Verse 17 says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. A lot of times when God allows us, he begins to help us in that to grow the spirit, and in his word he helps us to begin to grow. And a lot of times we begin to put ourselves up on the pedestal, forget what God's done in our life. We begin to think we arrived there by ourselves, sister, but I'm glad to know it's all by his power tonight. It's not by our own power. It takes the Lord working in our life that we're able in that to accomplish the things that he's asked us to go and do. You ever got to a state in your life that you thought you had arrived? Sad place to be. There's a lot of people today think, well, I'm saved. That's all I need. I've been saved. I don't have to go to church. I don't have to follow the word. I can go out and do my own thing now. I've been forgiven. They're naked. Naked. Wretched. I like verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in a fire. I begin to read that. And God said, ask for the fruits of the Spirit. Ask for the fruits of the Spirit. You know, these Laodiceans, they had plenty of money. They had plenty of shiny things and to keep them happy. But he was letting them know, hey, these things are not going to amount to nothing. One day, these things are going to melt in the fervent heat. I'm glad to know tonight we can lay up some treasures in heaven. Brother Robert talked about it there a while ago. I'm glad I'm going to get a glorified body. But I'm glad we can lay up treasures in heaven tonight. And I believe that's what he's speaking about here. He's wanting us to ask for those things that will help us in that to get closer to him. Help us to be able to perform the work that he has set out for us to do. I counsel thee. I'm glad he's a great teacher tonight. I think about the word of God, how it begins to. I was thinking about that I save. I was thinking about that today, Brother Robert. I was back there reading. I begin to get glorified and shouting within, because I realize every time I read this precious word, it begins to save my eyes. God begins to open it up to us that we may be able to see what his will is. Some of us sometimes need to put on some eye save. We need to get the world out. Need to set it aside. These troubles, Brother Robert mentioned in the prayer about many, and we do have many here in the church that's struggling right now. And we need to pray for them. We need to pray for them. Need to lift them up to the Lord. God's able tonight. God's able to take all our problems and solve them if it's his will. Sometimes we go through some things, though, that he may try us and that we may be tempered in the fire. Do you know what that does? That strengthens you and I. So when the next problem comes along, we know whom to call upon. We know whom to put our trust in. But we need to pray for these that's struggling. Says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried with fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment. I had a fellow the other day ask me where I live, and I was telling him my trailer. We got to talking. He said, what kind of automobile you got? And I told him an old van. He said, oh, okay. And he's got a nice truck and things. And he just sort of started bragging a little bit, Brother Robert.
Pride.
But you know what? I began to tell him what I had. I began to tell him who I met one day. I began to tell him what he'd done for me. Hey, I'm the richest man in the world tonight. Hey, because I've been born again. It's not my things I can gather up down here, but it's because of what he's put inside. I look around sometimes at these fancy things, and sure, sometimes my old mind desires things, and it's good to have good things. Don't get me wrong. I think God wants the very best for his children. But he knows what it would do to me. I'm glad he keeps me on level ground. He needs to keep us on level ground. But I know what I've got in him. That white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. The shame of thy nakedness do not appear. There they was. They was right smack dab in the middle of a clothing factory, more or less. Had all the wool to make all the clothing they wanted to. But that wasn't the clothing he was talking about. He was clothing about being clothed in his righteousness. We've got a lot of self-righteousness going around today. But I'm glad, hey, we can be clothed in his righteousness. Righteousness tonight. That's what makes me want to shout sometimes. That's what makes me get excited when I begin to think about what he's done for you and I. He'll clothe us in his righteousness that we may not appear naked on that day. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I can't help it every time I see the word repent. I think of 1 John chapter 2. I'm glad we've got an advocate with the Father. I was thinking about that today. Hey, I was telling Brother Charles over here earlier. I got aggravated at work today. I was pulling on some 2x8s, and I was having to put them in a cart behind another cart. And every time I went to yank it off, he'd get hung up on that cart. Then I'd drop it in the floor, and I'd have to bend down and pick it up. Finally, I just yelled at the guy over on the other side of the saw, said, hey, cut it off. Just quit for a minute. I got aggravated. Yeah. I had to repent. I let it get to me. But here's where I wanted to get to tonight is verse 20. Bible says there in verse 20 that I stand at the door and knock. If any man shall open up, I'll come in and sub with him and he with me. I'm glad that I found out that if I would open the doors of my heart, he would come in, he would sub with me, and I could sub with him. We talk about how we love to see the Spirit move, and certainly we've had a sweet Spirit here the last couple of days. I tell you what, I love to feel the Spirit begin to move. I love to see God's people begin to get excited and shout the roof top off, because he says we can sub with him, and he made us a promise that he would sub with us. We need to open the door and welcome him in. I'm afraid a lot of us today, there's a lot out there today, they'll come in, they'll go through their ritual. And I thank God for what he's given us here. Don't never take this for granted. I'm telling you, don't never take this for granted. I thank God for what he's given us here. But there are those that they'll come into the house of God and they'll perform their ritual, if that's what you want to call it. They come in, they have their singing, they have their Sunday school, they have their preaching, and they're out the door. And that's the last that they think about God until they return the second time. Shame, shame. Shame, shame. That's that lukewarm bus. That's that lukewarm bus. Unconcerned. Not truly concerned. But I'm glad he wants to sub with you and I. I like it when he kicks a hole in the honey barrel and just begins to let it flow down upon us. Verse 21 says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and I am set down with the Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. When I finished up reading this the other night there, I began to look back over some things that Brother Robert had been teaching on these other churches, and all these tied together. God's trying to get our attention today. Hey, there ain't but one way to serve the Lord. Bible says those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. A lot of times we try worshiping other ways, but we need to get in the spirit, let be led by the Spirit, that we may worship him, that it would be pleasing unto him. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith, not what man saith, not what someone tells you. You know what I do? I love Brother Robert. God knows my heart. I love him to death. But when he preaches, I go home and I find out if he's telling me the truth or not. I mean, I know our spirit inspires wisdom one with another, but I want to know. I want to know I'm getting the truth. May we not be lukewarm. I hope and pray we never fall into that situation, that we become lukewarm on the Lord. He's given us everything we needed. He's supplied the way. even give us the Spirit to lead and guide us. He said, I go unto the Father. He said, if I go not away, then the Comforter will not come. But if I go, I will go. And the Father will send him unto you. Ain't you glad we got the Spirit?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad we're led tonight. I'm glad I don't have to follow some man's ideal or some other book. We got the living book. We got the living book as a guide tonight. I don't know your hearts tonight. God only knows your heart. Maybe some things have just overwhelmed you. Maybe you just lately you've just become unconcerned. I've heard it mentioned every night this week about how we need to be concerned about the lost. You know what? Every second, someone's dying lost, slipping off into hell. And a lot of it's because of these lukewarm Christians. May God help us to be hot. You remember when you first got saved? I think I've asked that here before. How you'd go to every meeting. Every time you heard a meeting was going on, you was at the house of God. Every time you got an opportunity, you was telling someone what God done for you. How he's able in that to take the brokenhearted and mend it. How he's able in that to take that drug addict and to deliver him out from his addiction. Hey, man, God's able tonight. He's able to do all things exceedingly abundantly more than that what we asked. I've heard many. I've got loved ones on my heart. I got a brother, they called me today, and I reckon they were sending him to the penitentiary. Lost. I believe he's lost. He says he's been saved, but never seen any fruits. I'm afraid he's lost and on his way to a devil's hell. But I'm not giving up hope. I'm not going to give up hope because God's able. Brother Robert, if you will come and give an invitation. I feel like I can give you what the Lord's put on my heart. If you got a need, won't you come?